Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. That is all unqualified praises due to Allah, and after that all unqualified praises due to Allah. All unqualified praises due to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mode. وَبَعْثَ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ and commission from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ I bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment. There is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ To him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِ الْخَيْرِ In his hand is all good. وَهُوَ عَلَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ And he has power over all things. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدِينَ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ We bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his slave, servant, and his messenger. We pray, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. O Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad, wa ala alihi upon his family, ashabihi, and upon his companions, ajma'in, all of them. We are you, Muslimun. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa jumu'ah mubarak. Amma ba'da, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Fa'akim. وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين قيما ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. An expression of this is, therefore make it your purpose to establish the way of life without anything added to it, the way of life of the origin. the one upon which the human being was patterned. Don't change the form of Allah's natural creation. That is the upright way of life, but most among mankind don't have its science. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. This is a verse, mashallah, if there's such terminology, this is one of the anthem verses of Fahim Shu'aib. I won't even say Masjid al-Wa'atim, this is me. it's just so central, and I just got to keep going. We're continuing through the five obligations for building Ummah. We are on the subject of intellect. Today is the sixth part of that particular component of it. And last week, there were some things that we raised, that we brought up, and brought out that we couldn't elaborate on and didn't elaborate on last week. But those of you who follow us to the Saturday session, which is a follow-up to this session on Blog Talk Radio at 7 o'clock, we replay the broadcast, but then at 9 o'clock Pacific time, we start a conversation dialogue, and I add information. Some of those things I amplify that I'm unable to cover during the Jumu'ah session after rebroadcasting the live recording. Which I'm only bringing that up to say last week this is what we did. Last Saturday we talked about the 100 trillion neuronal connections in our brain versus the 10 million neuronal, or out of which only 10 million of those connections are for the outside. Everything that comes into us from the outside, only 10 million of 100 trillion neuronal connections in our brain. All that, just the 10, is just needed for that out there. But there's something in here that needs a whole lot more. So we spent some time with it. We are going to spend some time, inshallah, today about that. Let me give you one more metaphor for understanding this subject, because I want to be able to go ahead and slow down with you. And it's like, okay, the time that it takes is the time that it takes, all right? And I do the best I can not to complicate or overextend unnecessarily any of the content. But at the same time, if I build a car for you and I give you a car and there's only one wheel missing, you got everything. You got everything, and it's brand new. But only got three wheels on it. Did I do you a favor? Oh, man, Shu'aib gave me a brand new car. It just ain't got that fourth wheel, man. No, okay, enough of that. So this is the point. Another analogy is this. I used the Neo analogy a couple of times, the Matrix Neo. I used that a couple of times. And I was emphasizing the idea that once you get a taste of it and get an understanding of it, then you just want more and more and more. That's a true and appropriate analogy for once you understand. Once you understand, you should be able to see the river. You should be able to see the ocean. You should be able to see a broader horizon than where you were standing before you could see it. So that's one analogy. Another analogy that I'm going to bring to you today, it's like analogy. This is no boast. This is just an analogy. I'm like the person who built the Iron Man suit. He built the Iron Man suit, right? And so somebody's going to try on this Iron Man suit for the first time, but they don't know all of its mechanisms and all of its powers. They don't touch that button, they don't know that, right? But the one who knows, and of course we know Allah is the one who knows. I'm just sharing with you, inshallah, if the guidance is true, that I'm telling you about your makeup. When I say your, that's our. This thing that we walk around in, it's a powerful suit, man. Everything that we've been able to do, human beings, that we've been able to do in the world is because of the design of this makeup. Sometimes people narrow it down to make it kind of spectacular and interesting. If all it took were these opposable thumbs. Okay, that's good. Won't deny it. But there's a whole lot more to why we are, where we are, and how we are, as we are, than opposable thumbs. And the thought comes where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We created the human being in the most excellent mold. So now if you stop at just looking at this physiology, yes, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. You know, it's incomparable as regard to other creatures on the whole. There are creatures whose eyes see farther and better than ours, whose ears hear more and better than ours, whose sense of taste and smell are superior to ours. And to talk about the physical strength, right? There's something you don't want to be caught alone with these creatures from a physical strength perspective, right? So the idea is that the laqad khalaqna al-insana, the human being, is more than this body. And that's a big part of what we're talking about. So now we've gone interior, speaking about what is actually on the inside. And since we're talking about intellect we've already defined as to what it is, and I'm going to go over it just real quick, not over it. I'm going to mention it and move to the content for the day specifically. We're going through four categories of knowledge about intellect: its form, its place within the system, its potential for evolving from simple to complex, and its role in the guidance of God. Its form, what is the form of the intellect? Its place within the system, where is the place of the intellect in the, I'm talking now, in the universal system. I'm talking in the whole of reality. What is the place of the intellect in the whole of reality, we'll go ahead and say. And how does the intellect grow from simple to complex? And finally, what is the role of the intellect in the guidance of God? Okay? So we are today trying to move on. There was a completion that I found or felt and feel was necessary to go ahead and cover today. But let's go ahead and deal with the form. Okay, what is the form of the intellect? Adam is the original disposition of the soul, and the intellect is an attribute of the soul. So what is the form of the intellect? The intellect is an attribute of the soul. Adam is that state of mind which finds patterns for our thinking in the creation that will bring us to the great destination that God wants us to reach in our capacity and in our potential inside of us. Okay, brother and sister. Allah created us. When he said he created you in the most excellent mold, in the most excellent form and structure, I mean, we're a total package. We're a total package, and there's nothing more excellent in reality than the human being. And so we have all these capacities inside of us, but we are not there. We are only walking potential. We are only walking potential. The goal is to cultivate that potential. The goal is to be able to get into that gift that is in this package and bring it out and use it in the world. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. He didn't just give us the gift just for us to glory in. You know, yeah, I'm creating the most excellent mold and structure. Okay, yeah, and you're doing what with it, right? So moving on. So the point is that Adam, the beginning, is a name for the beginning of our souls in that movement. It's the beginning. Once you get into a state of mind that you look at the creation, seeking out the information in the patterns of creation, and you're able to translate that information into application in the world. Now listen, in the world as it relates to yourself, as it relates to your family, as it relates to your community, as it relates to everything else in the world, as it relates to your culture, as it relates to your academics, as it relates to your business, as it relates to your governance or politics, quote unquote, Allah's information that is embedded in the creation is to be abstracted by the intellect and understood in a way that applies to make things better in all those categories that I just mentioned. If your family is not what it should be, maybe it's because of what you don't know about family from God to make your family better. I mean, just that alone. And then listen to this. I don't have to worry about being contradicted on this. Everybody got a family with a problem in it. I'm not worried about that at all. There's actually a saying that says every family is sick, but in its own way. You can work with that, can't you? MashaAllah. Let's go. So yeah, we can all use that information. So the point is that what if you had the information in order to solve that situation? Well, how are you going to get it? Intellect. You have to put your intellect to work in order to do that. So let's move on. So that's the role, but you have to be first on that Adamic level. That's level one. There's seven levels. Level one is first to get a state of mind and a disposition that abstracts from the creation information in order to apply it to life. Okay. Okay, so really, really, so much deep understanding in that idea when God sent Adam and his wife, and the ground said, on earth will be your dwelling place and livelihood for a time. We could spend a century on that, Allahu A'lam. Okay, so the point is that we do know what the form of the intellect is. The intellect is an attribute of the soul. We are all souls. So the intellect is one of our divine, quote-unquote, sacred attributes. Okay? Now, what is the place within the system? If we say khalaqa, sawa. Sawa, what is its place within the system, right? So, a quote from Imam Muhammad that grounds our understanding of it. He said, so accept that the world, the whole of it, what you see with your physical eyes or with a telescope and what the telescope and your physical eyes can't see, understand that God the Creator made it, what? The universe. He made the universe for the mind of man. Just work with that, okay? Imagine you become aware of the universe first, or the universe is existing first. And as obvious as that might sound to you, it's like, well, yeah, the universe was existing before me, but it wasn't existing before the soul that you are. And we talked about that when we talked about the self. Be that as it may, let's say you come into encounter with this universe, and then you have one question. What is it for? What was it made for? You're separating yourself from the cosmos. Then you see it. Then you ask, what is it for? That's the question. What is the universe for? The Imam's answer, Allah made it for your mind. Now, is that a gift or not? But what happens to people who don't use their mind? People who don't use their mind get nothing out of the universe. You get animal stuff if you don't use your mind. You see it all the time. Animals get animal stuff. Let's move on. Okay, so let's go at this real quick. The universe is suited for the human mind. The universe is suited for the human mind. When we open with the verse 30, Surah Rum, ayah, verse 30, chapter 30, verse 30. Fitratullahi lati fatara an-nasa alayha. It is the origin, the same pattern on which man was made. That's what the Quran says. Man was made on that pattern. Come on, get this picture with me. I'm at the tailor shop. I'm just standing in the mirror. Y'all know the rest of it. Standing in the mirror. Okay, that's good. Okay, you can take it off now. So you go back in the changing room and take it off and bring the piece back for the tailor to finish what they were doing. Allah has tailored the universe for our mind.
Allahu Akbar.
What else do you need for self-confidence? I mean, for real. I'm a black man. Yeah.
How's that working for you? You know what I'm saying? How's that? Okay, bro. What, y'all don't, you don't like black folks? Let's move on. You know how I can go, right? Go with the whole vaudeville kind of act on that, but not, we're not going to do that.
So, the reality of human life as a whole, and when I say reality, I mean with a capital R. The reality of human life as a whole requires, that is, our life has big demands. Who we are has big demands. So the reality of our life as a whole requires addressing what comes from without as well as what comes from within. See, everything that happens to us and everything that is us is not the external. There's much more going on inside the body, inside the brain, than what's going on outside. So in order to live the reality of human life, you have to have the insight and competence to deal with external life and internal life. Because in reality, the human being, when we say human being, you should stop thinking about just the physical. The human being is an unseen reality. We call it soul sometimes. The human being is a psychic body that exists between darkness and light, chaos and order, the known and the unknown, the unmanifest and the manifest. The human being as a soul is constantly moving out of one and into the other. There are some things today that you're no longer confused about, but that you were really confused about a year ago. Yeah, what's going on? Time went on, your mind got put to it, and you came to a level of satisfaction and clarity on it. Oh, okay. But as soon as you finished that, it was something else that you didn't understand. And there's some things that we don't understand right now. But if you turn around and look behind you, you'll see that it's constantly been a movement from unknown to known, to unknown to known, to unknown to known. Huh? Some of us didn't have a house. Yeah. So, maybe some people still don't have, but the point is that the idea of I'm sorry, you know I'm good, you know, a little bit. So it was a time where we didn't have a pot to and a window to throw it out of. Some of y'all old enough to fill in the blanks on that, right? That you don't have a pot to and you don't have a window to throw it out of. So. But now your life is different. What is that? That came from unmanifest to manifest. Things that you had, you didn't have. Things that you didn't have, you wanted, then you went to work to get those things that you didn't have, now you want. And now, as soon as, and this is the nature of human life, you set a goal, you go after something, as soon as you get it, dissatisfaction sets in. Why? Because you're looking for what's next. Okay, got that. Right? So, but if you don't understand that that's the nature of life, then there are those who get, there are people, mashallah, alhamdulillah, may Allah comfort and bless and forgive those who Allah deems worthy of their forgiveness and comfort the families and the life. But there are some people who reach the pinnacle of what they're doing and then commit suicide. Why do they do that? There are many, many reasons, no doubt, but one of them for sure is life loses its meaning. And in some cases, it's I strove for this, I gave for this, I sacrificed for this, et cetera. I got it, and look at what it's worth. not understanding that it's the nature and the cycle of life until you die that there's going to be chaos and order. Then the order becomes chaos, and then the chaos becomes order. And that's life. That's where you live. That's reality. Some people are fighting for, when is it going to stop? When you die. But then something else starts. The judgment for how you spent this life. Let me go ahead and just look a little bit here. I make dua in deep fear and sacred regard. And anything else that I could put on it to say this is about Allah and the reality. And it's this. Understand. After we die from this world, transition, leave this plane, however people use language to do that, we have right now experience, which is another definition that somebody used for consciousness. We have consciousness. We have experiences because we have consciousness. So when we lose consciousness in this world, i.e. die, we don't die as souls, as psychic beings. We're born into another domain that's already there and existing because the Creator created it. This wasn't the end. It's a lie. People tell you, if you're dead, you're done. No. This life is an illusion. The reality comes after you die. You're supposed to burst, I'll put it this way. You're supposed to burst the illusion. You're supposed to get beyond the illusion in this world so you can be best equipped for the reality that comes after you leave this world. And the real point I'm driving at beyond all of that is that when we die, the very next thing that we will experience is being in the presence of Allah's judgment. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. The remembrance of death is one of the greatest purifiers of us. It's happening. It's coming. It is happening. As we live, we die. The finality is coming, but I don't want to stay there. So what I'm saying is that once we understand that our existence in this world is existing between order and chaos, you know, between manifest and unmanifest, between darkness and light, between known and unknown, and this intellect of ours is working with all of it. How do I deal with this order right here? How do I deal with this chaos right here? How do I deal with this that I need and I don't have? How do I deal with this that exists that I don't want to have? Who's supposed to deal with that? That's your life, your intellect. So being dumb is not useful. I think I failed to get my wife. Being dumb is not useful. So all I'm talking about, go dummy, get stupid, man, that's hateful. Moving on. That's where we live. That's our reality. Okay. So Allah, inasmuch as Allah has suited us and has created the universe for our minds, please understand, God hasn't shortchanged us in the process. Put me in here. I ain't got nothing to work with. No. Allah gave you everything necessary for the fulfillment of your life. That's Quran also. That's what Allah says. Everything you need is in you and with you right now. And everything I've created, all Quran, what I'm telling you, everything that I've created, I created it to serve you. 10th chapter, 100th verse of the Quran. No one can believe except by the will of Allah, but he will send uncleanness on those who fail to use their brains, that's Quran. Why are people's lives in shambles? Except you can talk about Trump, you can talk about Biden, you can talk about the Russians, you can talk about the Chinese, talk about whoever you want to talk about. But in final analysis, because this universe, no, ain't nobody in charge of the universe but God. You think the GOP put the angels on hold? What's happening? You know, it's like, talk about something being open 24/7. You know what I'm saying? It's like, the universe is open. It's never closed. You'll never walk up to the universe and there's a sign closed. Come back later. No. Universe is always open, and it's never diminished in its power. Problem? If you don't believe that. If you don't believe that, you got to ask yourself, well, then what do I believe? No, I don't believe that, man. Okay. What you believe? See, if you're Muslim, you believe everything that God told you. In fact, that's the definition of a believer. Right? Okay. So, inshallah, if we can grasp and if we can understand that, accept that, that the universe is suited for our minds. So the universe is a suit for us. Going back to my Iron Man analogy, right? You are the Iron Man in the suit of the universe. You just got to learn how which buttons to push to do what. That's what it is. It's made for our minds. Now, we have to use our minds to get the advantage in the nature of that creation. So now, the point that we read last week, I'm going to read it again, or rather I'm going to read it for the first time here in Jumu'ah. Conservative estimates are that there are about 100 trillion, that's TR, 100 trillion neuronal connections in our brains, and only 10 million are for inputs, that is through the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, the skin, sensitivity, etc. Only 10 million of those neuronal connections are for that purpose. They are for input, for taking in information. The eyes are taking in information. The ears taking in information. The nose taking in information. The mouth taking in information. The skin taking in information. And there are 10 million neuronal connections devoted to that, taking in information from the physical environment. What this means is that only 0.0001% of our brain is connected to the outside. For all those concerns in the objective environment, all this brain power expressed as neuronal connections, 100 trillion, only 10 million are devoted to outside in information. Everything that the body needs to survive, to advance, to thrive, 10 million out of 100 trillion brain function, the next connection, leaving 99.9999. Do I have enough nines? Let me see. 99.99999 are for operations inside. Now, what's so heavy going on the inside that you need 100 trillion minus 10 million to run things? Must be something pretty serious going on in there. And how does the world want to keep you focused? Come on, I am getting a little chill right now. I got to tell you, it ain't because of the temperature. I can check the temperature. It's 56 ain't warm, but mashallah. What I'm saying is This world keeps our senses distracted. So you never look inside. What do they call it? It's sensational. It's sensational. Sense, okay, sense. Sensation, the outcome of the operation of the senses. Sensational, it's of or related to the outcome of the operation of the senses. So what are they always trying to give us? Something that's sensational. Are you not entertained? Right? A new blip and a new blap and a new this and a new that. Yeah, let me get one of them. Oh, have you seen that? Oh, where are you going down that? Oh, so-and-so coming down. Outside. And most of what they distract us with has no information in it. It's not psychically nutritional. So we are eating cultural junk food 24 hours a day. So therefore, we have to turn our attention inside. That, brother and sister, in one word, in Al-Islam, is taqwa. Taqwa. Put that word on the top of your gotta understand it list. Because Allah says of the Quran, it's hudan lil muttaqin. It's guidance for those who have taqwa. Can you check? I wonder, do I have taqwa? Taqwa is being conscious in the way that Allah would have you be conscious and the way that He's designed our life and reality and the world that we exist in is such that you should be paying attention 99.99999% of the time to what's going on inside of yourself. So when the Quran talks about they go along heedless and unmindful, that's what he's talking about, among other things. Most people going around looking for something outside, not paying any attention to the inside. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. آمين. الله أكبر. Please, dear brothers and sisters, bismillah. Accept Allah's gift of you. Accept Allah's gift of you. Think about yourself as totally poor, impoverished, owning, having nothing. And think about that one with that conception of themselves coming into an awareness of what God has given them in terms of what they have access to. I'm going to gift you yourself and all of its potential. And I'm going to gift you the universe and all of its possibilities. The only thing that you have to do is learn about it and apply it in the way that I intended for it to be applied, then your life will be well here and in the life that comes after this life. You truly have to ask yourself, what more do you have the right to expect from God? All right, so I'll read a statement from the Imam. I have to put this in the category based on the hour. Put this into the category. Okay, well, let's introduce it, and then inshallah, we may take some more time with it. And this, we're still in place within the system. Because my desire is, okay, listen. your life is the way Allahu A'lam. I'm not saying it's my description is perfect, but it's going to have you have to bring something real, real refined and nuanced and subtle to say I need to change a lot of what I'm saying. No, I'm telling you pretty much straight the way it is. So your life as it continues, when I say your, I mean our, I'm here with everybody. As it continues, what I am literally mapping out for you is the map of the reality of your life. My desire is that you understand what I'm saying so you can be conscious and apply it as you go about. Well, it's going to take time to the extent that whatever I'm saying is new to you. Well, it's going to take a minute for it to gel for you. And you have to make notes of your own questions. Well, if this is this, and how is that? And if that's that, and how is this? And if that's that, good. Your mind is on. Write them down and go get the answers. That being said, this description of our reality, I'm going to take a minute to, I've already said something about it in terms of the senses, but that's from the outside. Now I want to take your attention to the inside. So I pointed out outside problems because the suit that we have been suited for, it's so much of it is designed for the outside. But right now, there's been an interruption. I'm going to say it. Shaitan has interrupted our relationship to the cosmos. The media. You know what the media means? It's coming in between one thing and another. So the media is between us and the star, moon, sun, water, trees, rain, etc. It's between us on that. So therefore, we're not getting input from the cosmos. We're getting input from cosmopolitan. How can we grow? You go get a planet and then cover it up with a garbage bag. And don't let it get any sunlight, whatever, and let me see how long it's going to grow and when it's going to bear some fruit. No, that's us. We're cut off from the universe. We're cut off from the natural connection between our minds and those neurons and the universe itself, and that's why we're not growing humanly. So making that reconnection is critical for us to come alive again. So now I want to bring your attention to the problem of the inside. The problem of the inside, which Al-Islam addresses. I'll read a quote from the Imam. The Imam said, now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, none of you can believe until your inclinations follow what I have come with. He's quoting Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He goes on, Imam. He says, so what is the connection? Your inclination, your inclinations are your spirits, plural, not one spirit, your spirits. Today I have a spirit to eat. Tonight I'll have a spirit to sleep. In the morning I'll have a spirit to go somewhere. We've got a lot of spirits, don't we? We have got to train all those spirits into obedience to the will of God. I want to underscore all those spirits. He just named a few. Just makes the point of how unlimited and varied they are. He says, when we have to bring those spirits into obedience to the will of God, when all those spirits conform in obedience to the will of God, then we are dominated by what? That is, you bring all those spirits to be obedient to the will of God, it says, then we are dominated by what? It says, something from the ruh, from the spirit of God. From the spirit of God. There are many ways of approaching this, but this is one way. And I hope it's clear, the Imam said, end quote. We've already talked about how Adam is a disposition. Adam is a state of mind. And it is at the very beginning of this movement through seven levels. Adam is just the first. He's the beginning. So that bring your attention to the story of Adam in the Quran. And then when Allah says, and when I have breathed into him of my spirit, then you bow down. Treat this like a map. God said it. He told the angels, I am making in the earth a khalifa. He didn't talk about all the levels of this, what's going to take this, that, and that. He just said, I'm making on the earth a khalifa. And then he says, when I have breathed into him of my spirit. Let's say that again. When I have breathed, I want you to get the practical application of that statement, which is what the Imam actually gave us. When I have breathed into him of my spirit, then you, who's he talking to? Everything in creation. Then you bow down to him. Right? First, you have to become Adam. What is that? You have to come into a state of mind where you're searching for a pattern of reality in the nature of creation that you can apply in the world to help make the world what Allah by his will wants the world to be. That's our job. But the Imam just explained, because at this beginning state, we are a bundle. In that first state, we are still a bundle of spirits, urges, impulses, instincts, desires, appetite. We are spiritual. That tells us one thing. Spiritual means, read it now like this. We are full of spirits. Our life is in the nature of a spirit. But not just one spirit. We have many spirits. And later we'll be, inshallah, we'll talk about. And each one of those spirits wants to be in charge. And we don't have 10. We don't have 20. We don't have 200. We have limitless spirits, impulses, urges, appetites, desires. And as soon as they come awake, every one of them wants to be in charge. Walk with me, please. I got a timer here. Okay? Okay. Well, according to this, time's up. No. All right. For the sake of understanding, it's true, but I want to kind of give you a little leeway if you feel the need for those urges, impulses, appetites, desires, etc. You can call them the jinn. You can call them the jinn. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the jinn we created before from a fire free from smoke. Before what? Before Adam. Before Adam what? Before Adam received the ruh of Allah. Because Iblis was already here and present. The jinn were already present. Before Adam was even formed in clay. But that's only an allegory. It's true. It's an allegory, an analogy to help us understand. Listen, how long were you living before you came into puberty? Let's make it 13 years. It's a nice number. And when you came into puberty, it's at that point that you are now responsible and the record starts getting written. But what do you find yourself faced with at puberty? Appetites, desires, drives, impulses, urges that ain't even thinking about God. And that's what Adam has to learn how to manage before he can come into the state where he has received the Spirit of God this is what I just read from what the Imam is saying. He's saying all those urges, appetites, desires, etc., that each one pulling in his own direction, not conforming to the will of God, just wanting to do what it wants to do, Adam, that birth will in us, has to bring those urges and impulses under his control by will, and when that is done, his state has become a state where he has received the breath of God. He is now in charge. Who do he have to be in charge of first? Himself. When we learn how to control our own urges, appetites, impulses, desires, and put them under the will of God, it is as if, and it is in actuality, the receipt of the Spirit of God, because your spirit and all those lined up like prayer, they are lined up. What are we doing? We're doing what God tells us to do. Who are you talking to? All my urges, impulses, desires, appetites. This is what we do it, y'all. Allahu Akbar. And this is what Ramadan. Thank Allah for Ramadan. Thank Allah for Ramadan. I know, come on, I feel like I'm in a concert or something right now, but look. Thank Allah for Ramadan. Because when Ramadan comes, everybody in check. For the Muslim believers, like, good. I'm glad Ramadan comes, because that thing right there, woo! I don't think I'm going to be able to deal with you until and unless Ramadan comes. But when Ramadan comes, I ain't got to worry about you, at least for 30 days. Somebody live like that. I don't know. So you got to thank Allah. Kutiba alaykum ustiyana. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min kablikum. La'alakum wa tattaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you need more taqwa. And you need it every year. You need a taqwa tuna. A reset. Not a recess. A reset. Thank Allah. Okay. So, finally, then, understand what it means when I have breathed into him of my spirit. Don't think about some historical event where God blew into a 40-year-old form of clay and then something was born. Don't think about it like that at all. Think about it as from the Adamic state, bringing all your urges, desires, and impulses under the will of God. When you bring them under the will of God, it is as though you are moving only with and through the Spirit of God. Now the angels will bow. The angels don't bow to people that don't have discipline, who don't know. So all of these things, may Allah guide us to the best. ربنا الله لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم لا تاخذ سنه ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الارض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ Allah, we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. Oh Allah, multiply our desire to be ever grateful for your blessing of our sacred self to us. Oh Allah, bless us to embrace our sacred self as you have created us. Oh Allah, bless us to transcend our individual egos. Bless us to transcend what we think we know. Oh Allah, bless us to transcend those things that hold us back in this world from submitting ourselves entirely and completely to your will. Oh Allah, you know and we don't know. No Allah, you know that we don't know. Oh Allah, help us. Save us from our own ignorances. Save us from our own arrogances. Save us from our own neglect. Save us from our unwillingness to go forward in pure responsibility and obligation to serve your will in the world. Oh Allah, we beg your aid and assistance in all these things. Without your aid, without your help, we have no help. We are helpless. We beg that we only find and ground of all this but you. Amen. Allahumma amen. الله أكبر وعليكم السلام لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استووا استقيموا يرحمكم الله ويثابكم الله make our world straight and even leave no space between shaitan and the bad of our worlds on straight our hearts want to be No, no, I come in the Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين وزيتون وتور سنين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Al-Fatiha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept it from us, inshallah. Couple of announcements, inshallah. Okay. All right, bismillah. Crab feast sold out. It doesn't have it here in the note. Don't even ask it, but it don't have that in the note. Sold out. All right. Ramadan class time this Sunday is this Sunday only from 1 to 3. The Ramadan class by Sheikh Abdurrauf Nasir. Also, Women of Nashawateen, you have your meeting. You have your meeting tonight. Yes, today. And also, I don't have the details for the other presentation I'm doing with Pioneers, or for the Pioneers. Also, Shahadatain Institute graduation. So if you have completed 70% of the Shahadatain Institute coursework, then you're a student for graduation. You would have received a letter or an email with regard to that. So respond to it if you haven't, given that you meet those standards. Also, Zay, you have a graduation or something coming?
Yeah, March 12th.
March 12th. Okay, so there's five. Tell me again. It's the Tajweed class? The Tajweed course is having its graduation on March the 12th. Okay, the flyers, you can get the flyer in the back. And there are several flyers for a number of things that are happening back there. I'm involved with some of them as well. So you get more details in the upcoming days. I think got to be it because I don't have no more. Assalamu alaikum. All right, working man. What's up with it? How's that going for you? Oh, mashallah, subhanallah. Yes, we're going to do janazah in absentia right now. We're going to do janazah in absentia for Sister Zarina Shakir. For Sister Zarina Shakir. She's from all around. But she has a major footprint, let's call it, in the Bay Area, and I know that, mashallah, as she transitioned here, I myself and many others would have attended the janazah for her. So we want to do janazah for Sister Zarina Shakir. We're going to do it right now. So just go ahead and form the lines and do that. Thank you, sweetheart. Coming all the way in. Okay. Ahlan wa sahlan, Globetrotters. Mashallah. Okay. All right, so we have this. Let me go real straight. You know, there's no bowing or anything. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May Allah forgive our shortcomings and grant our entry into the paradise, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.